Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Care, Bobby, Maggie, and Leloberry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas.
Saga 3. 66 million years ago. Author's End. On my first reading of this third Ostium Saga, I must admit, I found myself most definitely flummoxed. It seemed a fantastical tale of giant creatures and a unique catastrophic event. I should think if anything like that were to happen to our world at this exact moment in time, there would be little left of the world population. I shudder to think of the devastation and carnage. I have heard tell of large bones being found deep within the ground, in a number of places across our wonderful planet. It has been surmised that these considerable bones belong to ancient sea creatures of great size, as there are no land animals of such size in existence. Although there are some who posit that there were in fact giant land animals long ago, before the existence of our current and smaller known animals, and that they were no longer able to provide for themselves, and therefore died out into obscurity. And all that remains are these large and mysterious bones. As outlandish as it sounds, I am unsure how they would belong to giant sea creatures in the sea, and there seems no logical or obvious way and reason how these marine mammals ended up so far from an ocean or sea. And yes, I feel this is a good opportunity to enlighten the reader on the origins of my research. These hypotheses I have been putting forth you may have never come across before, and that is because they come from the annals of the Conclave, as I pore through the many volumes, trying to find clues and any evidence that might add credence to the meaning of this strange Ostium Saga. Nevertheless, even after reading all these dusty documents, I still feel most ill-equipped to attempt to elucidate on what these mighty creatures might be, what they could possibly have been like, and from whence their origins might lie. Suffice to say, while I can barely begin to wrap my mind around what the inscriber of the Ostium Saga means, when he talks of these very large creatures, I cannot help but feel myself being swayed as to their existence after what the Ostium Sagas have already discussed of the seemingly impossible that is in fact a true reality on some level. One last point I should wish to make pertaining to these primordial large creatures is the time the writer of the saga claims they are to have existed in, and as to when the time traveler was sent, which is some 66 million years in our past. My mind cannot begin to fathom or attempt to wrap itself around such a concept as this incredible number, other than to say if these creatures were real and existed, as the saga chronicler claims, then by the same token, the time they are said to have lived in should equally be true. Therefore, I feel I have addressed all I can as to the precedence and detail of the Ostium Saga. As for the origin, this is where I have quite the story to tell. As you are likely aware, Conclave reader, while I have been appointed to collect these Ostium Sagas for the first time into a single volume, I am also known as the Keeper of the Ostium Sagas, and have had such a title for over 2 decades now. But I am by no means the last to hold such a position, and certainly not the first. There have been many predecessors whose duty was to maintain and continue the collecting of these Ostium Sagas. This last Ostium Saga, again, if the time it proclaims to be from is in fact true, is our oldest saga on a chronological timeline. And I have mentioned previously of when the oldest saga was discovered. By this I mean the earliest time when the first saga was found and brought to the Conclave. Again, I assure you, we will reach that saga in time. But the Keeper of the Ostium Sagas is one tasked when a document of some sort containing a saga that fits the rubric is added to the collection. It is ultimately up to the Keeper to determine and make the final decision if the suspected document is in fact an Ostium Saga, and thereby added to the collection. I am proud to say over my tenure as Keeper, I have had the opportunity thrice to oversee the addition of newly discovered sagas, each of which were in fact substantiated and verified by me and added to the collection. And I will of course gladly point out which of these sagas they are as we come to them. In very rare cases, a Keeper may be the one to discover a saga and prove its veracity. And such was the case with this third Ostium Saga. Let me begin the tale. The year was 1625, and Esmeralda was traveling with a sizable group of Conclave members who were traveling to the Great Pyramid Complex in Egypt to investigate for any rare findings or potential discoveries. While the Conclave has remained secretive and hidden for many centuries, when minds need to be changed and governments swayed in a certain direction, we have the ability to do so. And this was how our group came to be at this historical and timeless location all alone. The group spent some 5 days there, but were not allowed to take anything belonging to the pyramid complex, and therefore to the nation of Egypt and its people. They found the sarcophagus and its accoutrements, but it was Esmeralda who found the journal. What was most perplexing was that it was not with any other items within the pyramid, but along a narrow passage, and the item would have been missed had her foot not struck it, and she almost tripped on it. It was as if it had been absent-mindedly dropped. When Esmeralda opened it and was able to read some of the words, the entire group was completely shocked. And when the word Ostium was discovered within the writings, they could not believe what they had found. Esmeralda hid the journal on her person and took it from the pyramid. As it was clearly an item not belonging to the ancient grounds, the theft was deemed allowable, and once Esmeralda had proved it to be an actual Ostium Saga, the importance of what they had done became tantamount. And so it was, one of these unique situations of the right person being in the right place at the right time. If the Conclave could be said to have a one-word mantra, I would happily and earnestly put forward that word be serendipity.